Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the GeekCast Radio Podcast. I am Dustin Bissonnette. I should be joined shortly by Evan Jalestico, where we will talk about the DC TV finales. I have to admit to you, I'm feeling a little bit like a kid that forgot to do his homework. I'm one episode away from the finale of Flash, and I'm two episodes away from the finale of Arrow. So I'm a little bit behind. I'm not prepared for the pop quiz today, but we'll dive into it. I've checked out enough that I think I can get by. On top of that, we'll check out the Legends of Tomorrow trailer. We'll talk about Supergirl, although I think me and Evan have both agreed we're not going to watch the leaked pilot. We're going to wait for it to come out when it's released. But we will give you kind of our thoughts on what we think about it so far. We'll also talk about Comic Book Day, comic books, new issues coming out today. Probably discuss X-Men 92, as well as kind of put the feelers out there of what you guys are reading and what you guys are picking up currently. And on top of that, there was news that broke that Marvel is testing some Elektra screenings. So we'll get Evan's thoughts on that. I think it was just a matter of time, and I fully believe that what was leaked is probably legit. I can only assume that they were starting to put stuff together for that. I would be shocked if Bullseye isn't the next thing to kind of get leaked and to come out. And I'm looking forward to the casting for that coming up soon. So we'll get Evan's thoughts on that as well. Let me see. Give me just a second. Let's see if we can get Evan on the line. I will be right back. You there, Evan?
Good. I'm something all down the side of it, still.
There we go. I had muted myself there as well, so I had to figure that out.
Say what?
I had muted myself as well, so I had to unmute myself.
Oh, nice. I'm just playing in the Cardinals game, and I didn't have the good reception.
Oh, nice. Okay. They win?
I don't think I can just back out. I think I got to move the cone, babe. Sorry. I'm parking, and we're trying to figure out if I can. I don't think I can just. Do you think I can do that? Sorry, Geekcasters. Yeah. I can at least pull forward and then just back out that way. Sorry, you keep talking over me. Okay.
I got you, man. This is riveting, though. We got to figure out how you're going to overcome this cone.
I know, right? I think I've got it.
Awesome. So Cardinals win, or?
No, they're losing right now. It's 3-2.
Okay.
And
close.
Nailed it.
Awesome.
Also, before my girlfriend gets back in the car, she is super mad that I'm going to be doing the GeekCast on the cloud with her here. So
that's awesome. I'm getting all sorts of brownie points then.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, she'll talk on the phone for like 30 minutes just and with me in the car. So go on.
Yeah. So we started with I feel like a kid that didn't finish all his homework. I am still one episode away from the finale of Flash. But I basically read a synopsis of the last episode. So
okay.
I think I basically got it down. I was happy. I think Flash was a pleasant surprise. I was not super stoked on it to begin with, but it really came around for me. And I'm hooked, man. I'm ready for season two.
Yeah, man. I have to confess, I teared up a little. There was some pollen just hit me in the face midway through the episode. I was just tearing up a bit.
I hate when that happens.
It's just the worst, quite frankly. Just the pollen gets everywhere in your face. Your eyes water. I don't understand it. I don't like it. But you know. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I make
Good, man.
Oh, I was gonna say, I make no apologies for it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I'm not to where Arrow is Oliver Queen again in Arrow. So
yeah.
When he shows up as Oliver Queen, it's kind of weird, but you know.
I can see that. Yes.
I thought that that was done well though. What I've really enjoyed about the series is part of what I didn't really like about it was that it wasn't Arrow. But it really, throughout the entire series, it's embraced, number one, Barry Allen not being Oliver Queen. And it reminds you that, like, throughout the series. And it really embraces not being what Arrow is. So, for that being one of my criticisms to start with, it's really become something I really enjoy about the series.
Yeah, it's like, to me, it's the equivalent of Batman and Superman. Like, Arrow is Batman and Broody and Flash is Superman and Light, just fun and just, you know, a great time. Despite my personal dislike of Superman, I really, like, they're a really good contrast to each other, and I think they pulled this off really well, too.
So I guess we can look forward to the future a little bit here. I think we've both agreed not to watch the Supergirl pilot until it actually is released.
There's your answer. We have not watched it.
Yeah, haven't watched it. We'll watch it when it comes out. We'll watch the trailers and that, and we'll cover that. But what are your expectations for it?
Man, like, I think the first season is going to be kind of a letdown, and then, like, unless they find their footing, because I was talking about this with a few people, one of which is in the car and not happy with me, and the Supergirl trailer looks like it could be fun, but I also feel like watching the 6-minute trailer, I've watched all of season one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She struggles with being a superheroine, then she does it, then she's overthrilled with it, now comes the concern, and then finally the acceptance. And then Jimmy Olsen gives her baby cousin's blanket because we can't say Superman, I guess.
Yeah.
What about you?
I wonder how much the general, like, I know the general public knows what Superwoman looks like, you know, or Supergirl looks like.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering how much they actually know, like, the mythos and that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
If it's just that they can identify the image, or how much they're going to have to, like, teach the mythos and the background of the character. And I wonder how much of that will really be season one, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
So,
I also wonder what it's going to tie into. Because, like, I mean, there is a precedence of shows tying into each other on different networks. Like, Buffy and Angel did it. Like, they tied into each other, and one was still on, you know, before it was the CW, and the other was TNT. So, I mean, it could be, what, were Buffy and Angel not on? To the Sworn. All right, never mind. Allison is telling me that they were always on the same channel. But I can sworn they weren't. Like, for the last season of Angel. I'll have to look, and then I'll get back to you. And either she'll be completely right, and I'll owe her an apology, or I'm just going to rub her face in it.
And I'd have to look up too, but they may be under the same families, CBS and
CW.
They may be under the same family of channels.
Everything's
weird now. Everything's owned by something. I think it's entirely within the realm of possibility that it's tied in, or even if it's like cheeky references, that's all it would really take. Because do you really need a Green Arrow and Supergirl team up? You know, like Flash and Arrow, it makes sense. But you know, as long as
you say that,
nod.
But you know, the minute like something happens, you'll want out. You're like, you know what would really work awesome here? Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
He'd be awesome in the situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, like we say, I never want that. But like, you know, there are things, you know, we don't know that we want. So I hope there's crossovers. Just because I also like the idea that DC builds a way better TV universe than they do a movie universe, quite frankly.
Yes.
Read that Arrow was supposed to have Harley Quinn as a bigger role, But then Suicide Squad came down, and the executive was like, no, you can have that one cameo of her. That's it, buddy. That is all.
The cameo, in hindsight, the cameo wasn't even that big. Like, you haven't started Arrow yet, right?
No, I haven't.
So, like,
I haven't even started this season of Game of Thrones. I'm so far behind that stuff.
It will, like, when you get to that season 3, it has been so frustrating to me. And that makes so much sense. Like, you'll kind of see what they, like, having that knowledge, you'll kind of be like, oh, so that's what they did because they couldn't have Harley Quinn. It's so frustrating, some of the stuff that's happened in season 3. But part of what gets me pumped is one of my favorite characters is coming back for the Legends of Tomorrow show, which
the
will be
Canary?
The White Canary, yeah.
Yep.
Which I literally just watched the trailer because I was like, there's something I was supposed to do before the GeekCast. Oh, yeah, that's right, watch that trailer. So I literally just watched it, and I'm really pumped because it's Captain Cold's in there, White Canary's there, Adam's in there,
Hawkgirl for some fucking reason is in there. Yeah, it looks
why not?
Super
why
fun.
Not?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like I like that they have Captain Cold and Heatwave, and they have like two other heat powered heroes, Firestorm and Adam isn't really. He's just kind of knock off Iron Man, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, still, like, like Heatwave, all right, what do you, come on. But I'm excited for it. It looks awesome.
It's kind of cool, too, that that he's finally doing the shrinking thing right after Ant-Man comes out, you know? Like, it's kind of funny that we're to that point. Like, when comic book movies first started, like, hitting its prominence, you would never see that, you know? They'd just be like, oh, fuck, they beat us to Ant-Man. We can't do Adam. But now it's getting to that point where there's enough market that they're like, nope, here's our guy, you know? And I think that's pretty cool.
Well, I think it also helps that he's in a team show. You know what I mean? Ant-Man is going to be a standalone movie, but the Atom is just one part of a team. So I think that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm
super stoked about Vandal Savage being the main bad guy of them. Like, that is an awesome, awesome, I didn't see coming bad guy.
Yeah. And like, they're fighting his army of fucking of soldiers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty pumped that it's Arrow and Flash just being like, hey, man, this is bigger than us. You guys go get them, you know?
Yep, I'm pretty excited. And I think, like, one or two characters might die off. Like, I'm sad because I have a feeling, like, Heatwave might get killed off or something just to be like, well, we really only needed Firestorm. Like, because to me, out of everyone they showed, he's kind of the expendable guy because his power is kind of already on the team. But I hope not. Because I like him and Cold as a duo. I like all the Flash rogues. They're all fantastic in their own right. And someone in the car with me needs to watch Flash, but she refuses to watch it.
Yeah, like, yeah. Arrow 2, man. You got to get caught up at least on the first 2 seasons.
All right. Now that she's only got a couple of days left, we'll sit down and we'll watch Arrow 2. Because doesn't Flash show up in Arrow first? Like, not as Flash, though, as... Okay.
Yeah, Barry Allen shows up in season 2 of of Arrow. So, one of the better episodes too. So.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. I think that kid nailed Flash. The fact that he isn't capped for the Flash movie is just sad to me. Like, how awesome did?
Well, between that, like DC, if DC was as organized as Marvel, I think they would. And this is coming from a admitted, like, you know, 25-year Marvel fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would, I think they would kill Marvel. You know, they could take what they do TV wise, and then use that to catapult into the movies instead of the TV and movies almost competing against each other. They would have something going on, you know.
I'll give you DC has more recognizable superheroes like Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman. Like, the big three are, you know, people know Captain America, the Hulk, and now Iron Man. But before the movie, I would argue, really, it was Captain, Hulk, and Thor that were your big three. But, man, I don't know. If Marvel can, like, Marvel, I don't know, like, it's weird. Like, there's a connect, but kind of a disconnect into what's happening on S.H.I.E.L.D. and in the Marvel Universe. Like, it's all connected, but it doesn't kind of feel like it until there's episodes where it's like, hey, it's Sif. You know Sif from the movies, right? Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Or where Nick Fury shows up at the end of season one. Like, it's like, yep, see, he was from the movies. So there's this weird kind of, but, like, no other heavy hitter. Or, like, Hawkeye or Black Widow, who would be perfect for S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, how cool would it be to have, like, Black Widow and Agent May kind of, like, meet and, like, interact and, like, know each other? And, like, she can't do that. Even with the Disney money, it's still, like, Scarlett Johansson really isn't going to come on your show. She is not going to give her own movie either, but, you know, she's
not coming on that show. Hawkeye was a possibility for a little bit, but I think Jeremy Renner is starting to finally take high-profile movies again.
Which is thanks to Marvel. I'm sorry, it's thanks to Marvel. Once he was cast as 100%. Hawkeye and Thor. So... Yeah. You have time
and
to do
S.H.I.E.L.D.,
Jeremy
Renner. A lot of his solo stuff is bomb, so, yeah. At least one. Come on, man. I'm just going to go with it because I never think of this. But they should put his brother on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Even if it's just one episode.
Yeah.
Like, how great would that be to, like, explain his backstory without, like, taking up a movie or, you know, just to have his... And I can't think of his damn name, but
I know who you're talking about, though.
But if they put Hawkeye's brother, if they just came across him and he's like, "Yeah, man, this is what happened to us as kids," and, you know, you wouldn't even need flashbacks. Just him kind of being like, "Yep, this is me, and this is why I'm this way because this is what happened to us." Boom, backstory already taken care of. 1 hour of TV, you know.
Yep. So, well, that's kind of how they're building Inhumans because Inhumans are coming in. The movie itself is 2019, if I'm right.
Yeah, and it may have even got pushed back when they signed the Spider-Man stuff. So
I don't think
so.
I think
2019 is the furthest.
Yeah.
So,
go on, sorry. That's a lot of dawdling on S.H.I.E.L.D. part, though.
They did flip Inhumans and the second part of Infinity Wars,
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
there's a lot going on between Infinity Wars 1 and 2. I think there's Captain Marvel, Guardians 2, or no, Guardians 2 comes with 4. I think it's Captain Marvel, Black Panther, and something else hit between those two.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything to do with it, but I just found out that Ryan Reynolds bought, like, stock of the Deadpool movie, and I think that's awesome. I don't care how good or bad it is, going to go see that movie, like, just to support him.
Yeah, he's put it all in. And, like, the social media stuff he's done to promote it's been amazing, too. So.
Oh, yeah. You're safe now, Jesse. I love that. Fuck you, Slater. Good stuff. I hope there's a Wolverine cameo, because Wolverine has been in every X-Men/X-Men-related movie, and I hope he stays in here. Like, just make it brief. Like he was in First Class, you know? We're putting together a team of mutants. Fuck off. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all that you really need. Which came out was for maybe an hour, was the screen testing of Elektra. So it looks like that's officially going to be part of Daredevil Season 2, which I think was only a matter of time before that became official, but... I guess it's not officially cast yet, or officially they are casting, but those screen tests are pretty telling, especially when they get taken down like an hour after they get posted. So
nice. I'm excited for it to see her. I don't hope they bring in a lot of metahumans or whatever they want, inhumans or whatever Marvel wants to call their supers. I think Daredevil would be just fine with the season. It's like, okay, did you play the new Batman game? The one after Arkham City? Basically, I kind of thought of a fantasy booking for Daredevil Season 2, and it's essentially like kind of like that, where Fisk hires a series of assassins to take out Daredevil through the show.
Yeah.
So it's like each episode is like the overarching storyline is someone's going to try and kill Daredevil. And
yeah.
like it's Bullseye. And like maybe throw in like some weird ones like Stilt Man. I mean, he made that little, they showed the stilts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that'd be kind of a cool like 12, 13 episodes like where he's got to deal with Karen being fucking the worst character on the show, Kingpin from jail, the Owl's son, and then like a set of assassins that just keep coming after him.
Yeah. The only thing I would add is I just need that one episode where he's got to figure out who the hell this guy is that just murders all these mobsters.
Yeah.
I need that too. Like,
that'd
I'm
cool.
I'm not a patient man. Damn it.
No. But did you hear Tom Hardy from Mad Max fame, honey, is in the casting to be the new Punisher for Marvel? Or at least that's the rumor I saw. And I would totally
Take
that. What about you?
I heard he wants to play the character. So
you're not going to engage with me? All right. Matt, fair enough.
Well, while we're on that, have you heard the Matthew McConaughey as Norman Osborn?
I did hear that rumor. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
I'd
hate
have
Matthew
to see it in action, man.
Yeah. Like, well, you hate Matthew McConaughey? Now you want to engage because you hate something? Fair enough. I don't hate him. I find him not a very good actor, but he's capable of giving good performance. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it can be, like, he can, like, he's good at what he does. You know what I mean? You don't go see Garth Brooks to hear rock and roll, despite whatever alter ego he has planned that night. Like, Matthew McConaughey has, like, set roles that he's good at. And maybe this is one of them, so who knows?
William Dafoe in that moment, like in the late 90s, as Norm, was amazing to me. But I just don't think it would work anymore. You know?
No. He's too old. Like, I really liked him. William Dafoe was probably my favorite Green Goblin. And they just released... So this is funny. This isn't really that funny, actually. So I'm like a big Spider-Man fan. I'm a big Lego fan. I buy all the Spider-Man sets that I want and I can. And they just released, but they haven't released a Green Goblin comic character, little Lego guy, until now. And it's for like a Legos Junior set. And it's like $30 or $40 for like the Green Goblin's Playhouse or whatever. And I'm like, I want that little Green Goblin. I'm not going to pay $40 for him, but I want him so much. Like,
yeah.
So, with Matthew McConaughey playing Norman Osborn, I am 100% in. As with every Spider-Man movie, despite my disdain for just about all of them, I always go in hopeful. Like, I went in hopeful for Spider-Man 2. I'm like, please learn from the mistakes of Spider-Man 3 with too many villains. And then I was like, nope.
I'm
fucking fair enough.
Yeah.
You didn't learn. You could do that shit and whatever.
Yeah.
Please tell me Electro doesn't play Here Comes the Spider on some giant... Oh, no, he's doing that? Oh, okay.
I will say the first Amazing Spider-Man, I really enjoyed. And the first of just Spider-Man, I enjoyed as well. They do really good with the first time out. It's the second and third that
hopefully
Marvel's guidance will help out.
Yeah, my favorite Spider-Man is Spider-Man 2. Like, that's the one that I've kind of... That it's not, like, a great portrayal of all the characters. Like, they kind of portray Doc Ock as a tragic hero, and that's not the case. But it's whatever. It's their world. I'm willing to, like, go with it. That, to me, is the best story with Spider-Man they've told on the big screen. But I completely agree with you. To me, Spider-Man should be, like, a Netflix...
I mean, it's Bad Guy of the Week written all over it.
Yeah, with overarching plot of the Green Goblin coming at him. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, part of that is just his rogues gallery is so good, you know.
You're overrated. I'm sorry, my girlfriend just said Spider-Man is overrated. She had to be put in place.
So the other thing I wanted to touch on was it is Wednesday, and that's comic book release day. X-Men 92 1 was released today. And I did not get a chance to stop by and grab it, but I'm hoping to grab it hopefully before I have this wrestling show that will bankrupt me this weekend. But
I know.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on the X-Men 92? I think we've talked about it before, but now
yeah,
it's out
I'm definitely
the gonna, out there.
I'm definitely going to pick it up, but like from what I'm reading online, Marvel's pretty much killing off X-Men and not killing off, but canceling X-Men and Fantastic Four until they can get the rights back to the cinematic world. So I'm going to pick it up. Just who knows how long we'll have X-Men book. Which makes me sad. Like you're owned by Disney, probably one of the wealthiest companies in the world. Just be like, listen, we'll give you Fox, Sony, we'll give you so much goddamn money. Just give us all our shit back. And you're going to make it back in the long run. You know what I mean?
Or at the very least, like you have the Sony deal as a precedent. And I understand that Fox and Marvel aren't going to have the Sony deal. But at least sit down at the table and go, all right, can we get this shit back? And then we'll give you, we won't stop producing shit. Number one, just give us Fantastic Four because you're fucking that up. But
yeah,
after that, okay, you guys have this X-Men thing going. Good for you. We'll start making toys for you. But here's what we need, you know?
Oh, yeah. As a Marvel Legends collector, like, I'm not going to get any more X-Men. I'm not going to get any Fantastic Four sets. Like, that sucks for me. Because, like, I want a sweet-ass big Doom. I want a shitload of fucking figures from them, but then I'm not going to get any more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still fucking trying to build a Jubilee figure, for Christ's sake. A Build-A-Figure is Jubilee. Come on.
Yeah. So, well, that's pretty much what we got for this week. We'll be back next week. Probably with some more Marvel talk. Hopefully I will have finished Arrow and Flash. Anything else on the horizon?
No. And any of our geek casters or geekers, or whatever we want to call them, geek army, whatever, we'll think of something. Keep asking questions. We'll keep answering it. Sorry, Derek, we didn't watch the pilot. Also, I'm interested to hear about how iZombie's doing. Like, I've heard no one on the in-between. Some people really like it. Some people don't. I didn't watch it because I got too emotionally invested in the Backstrom for another police procedural that will probably be canceled in a season or two. So I was like, I can't do this. Like, Allison just lost Forever. I lost Backstrom. It's too much. I can't do it. So let us know, geeks.
Yeah, well,
ask us questions.
It'll probably be about time to start on some new series, too. So, I know I need to knock out Constantine.
Oh, yeah, you need to fucking watch Constantine. My fingers are still crossed. They get picked up somewhere.
So, Netflix is always an option, right? So,
awesome.
Cool, man.
Get that Netflix budget.
Until next time, man, we are out. And hit us up, man. Hit us up on the Facebook, the Twitter, all over the social medias.
Yeah, now we got all of it. So we are good to go. So hit us up. We'll talk to you later, guys.
Awesome. Wait.